67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for St. Patrick's Day weekend 2024. Looking forward to being a judge at this year's Sapa Dapa parade in downtown Cedar Rapids starting at 1 p.m. Sunday. It is really, truly an honor just because two of Camp Courageous's honorary board members, Liz Hennessy-Valier and Jim Hines, were among the very first board members 49 years ago for this parade. A big congratulations to both of them. They're both 90 years old now and both in good health. We wish them the very best. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. And oh, how we have been busy with campers this past week. Camp Courageous celebrated with over 300 campers a Shamrock Shingding in Durgan Pavilion on Wednesday. It was a huge St. Patrick's Day celebration with campers and their families and friends joining in fun, dancing. A huge thanks to all the volunteers to help make that possible, along with the great Camp Courageous staff. It was a wonderful, unforgettable celebration. Also, this past week, Camp Courageous had their first week of week-long campers. It was a super group of campers, and it's good to get back into the swing of things here at Camp Courageous. This weekend is a respite care weekend here at Camp Courageous. It started on Friday night. It'll go through Sunday. A great opportunity for family members to leave off their loved ones here at Camp Courageous, have a little time for themselves, and come back on Sunday and pick them up. And the campers have an incredible time doing all the various Camp Courageous activities. The campers are still talking. Those that did the travel program to London had a wonderful time, immersed themselves into the city, the culture, the history, all the beautiful things to see, memories that will last a lifetime. So a big thank you to all those folks that made that London trip possible. Travel trips are coming up. We're going to have a trip on April 7th and 8th for the solar eclipse, and also on April 17th through the 22nd to San Diego to visit the zoo and so many other activities. A huge congratulations to camper Jimmy Gibney for being one of the 9 honorees for the KCRG 9 Who Care Awards. Special thanks to Connie Parrish Heideman for nominating him. Jimmy started coming to Camp Courageous when he was 11 years old. At the age of 20, he was enjoying Camp Courageous' Wilderness Trackers program. Jimmy so enjoyed his time at Camp Courageous, now he wanted to give young people like himself that same opportunity. So Jimmy annually has been saving his birthday money, along with repurposing his tips, which he felt guilty accepting from his work at the Wilson Avenue Hy-Vee, along with employee bonus money and so much more to provide camperships here at Camp Courageous, along with making sure that the camper has a little extra money for t-shirts and snacks here at camp. Jimmy grew up learning by example from his mother, Lisa Gibney Wright, what it means to help others. Lisa was involved in Variety Club Telethon for years and just a wonderful role model. Jimmy celebrated 20 years at Hy-Vee, and he's looking forward to going all the way up to 40 years. And he was a wonderful recipient of the KCRG 9 Who Care Award. And also a big thank you to Sherry Graw, who is one of the judges. Both individuals gave their honorariums to Camp Courageous. A big thank you to John Clark Hansen. John is a member of the Marion Lions Club. He invited us over to visit about Camp Courageous to the Lions Club. They have been involved with the camp since 1978. If you have a group that you think would enjoy the opportunity to hear more about Camp Courageous, please give us a phone call or drop us an email. We'd love to come out and give a program. Camp Courageous extends its heartfelt gratitude to the Julian Journal up in Dubuque for featuring Camp Courageous on the front page of their March 2024 edition. It was a wonderful story. We can't thank them enough for recognizing Camp Courageous. This past Friday, Camp Courageous had the honor of having past international director Bud Waugh and his wife Jane here at Camp Courageous, along with Rick and Ann Ballman and RD and Ken Clemish, each playing an incredible role in the support of Camp Courageous over the years. Fundraisers, we had our great friends at the American Legion in Marion, the writers, come out and present checks this past weekend to Camp Courageous. A big thank you to them. They're also donating flags for our Memorial Park area. Wonderful group. They were all playing kickball with the campers last summer. Great time. Our first pineapple meeting for the year will be this coming Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Edgewood Road Hy-Vee. Love to have new folks come and join us once again. That's this coming Tuesday, 6 p.m. in the community room at the Edgewood Hy-Vee. Also at the Marion Hy-Vee this Friday, from 4 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4, they'll be selling racks of ribs, and a dollar from every rack of ribs goes to Camp Courageous. That is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Marion Hy-Vee. Also, a big happy birthday to our dear friend, Vera Gienup. She turned 103. She lives at the Meadows in Manchester, longtime Camp Courageous volunteer and very instrumental of the success of the Manchester Garage Sale for years and years, in which she played a wonderful leadership role there. Those have passed and answered memorials go to Camp Courageous this past week. Our dear friend Ennis Kramer from Independence, Iowa, her and her husband Ralph donated the 1957 Chevy that we're raffling off currently. A wonderful lady, and our sympathy goes out to Ralph and the family. Debbie Sladek from Iowa City passed away. Memorials come to Camp Courageous, along with Norm Mathis from Marion, Rita Penn from Marion, Scott Sanders from Cedar Rapids, and Bryce Krafok from Clarence. Our sympathy goes out to their families. The need of the week is pillows. We can use all kinds of pillows for our many camper beds here at Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful St. Patrick's Day weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.